there are already concrete plans that each of these different communities have developed. Each plan lays out what kind of resources these communities are putting forward and putting together to realize many of these different SDG sustainable development goals. Who, what, where, when, how, why. These plans are some of the most concrete that we actually have in the UN system in terms of an appreciation of what it is exactly that these communities are doing and will continue to do, how they're going to achieve this, with what kind of resources, and what their ask is of us as an international development community.
They're going to be discussing various subjects and topics, including justice and peace, creation, education, lifestyle, energy, water partnerships, and the final one, celebration. Can you give me a bit more on that and what exactly you're hoping to come out of this meeting in Bristol?
In principle, every single issue that's going to be discussed is linked to the various sustainable development goals. So it's almost as if we've taken some of the SDGs, the sustainable development goals, and on a few of them, there will be very clear, concerted discussion around what the different religious communities are going to be doing, have done already, and are going to be doing for the next 10 years. Now, there's two points that need to be made here and made very clearly. Number one, this isn't an add-on. This isn't like we are now going to now engage yet another set of communities. In fact, what is happening is giving voice to the communities that are already engaged and simultaneously impacted and affected by development. So this isn't about reaching out to new sectors. This is fundamentally about giving voice to a particular group of human beings, which is quite extensive and massive and is really the largest group of humans, if you consider that, you know, religion is, or faith is critical to 80% of the world's people. The second point that has to be made, and this is also why the issue of celebration comes into account, is this is an opportunity to recognize that agency of the world's peoples through the faith communities, the agency that they have already exercised in realizing certain development objectives, and to acknowledge the importance of that agency going forward to realize the Sustainable Development Goals agenda itself.
And final question, how long has faith played a role in what the UN does? I mean, what other initiatives have there been in the past?
That's an excellent question, and it is important to bear in mind that actually the religious organizations are the oldest social service providers and humanitarian service providers. We, the UN, are the new kids on the block in both those areas. So in terms of how we've engaged as the United Nations system, it varies. And for some, it goes all the way back to the 1970s. For some, it started, if you will, in the 1980s, 1990s, and first started in 2009. If you look at what happens in country, the partnership with religious organizations goes back a long time, and it's usually very issue-specific and focus-driven, I should say. But if you look at the New York headquarters or Geneva headquarters or Vienna headquarters, that active and systematic engagement with religious organizations and religious leaders is a relatively more recent phenomenon.